your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a conversation about faith, which is our favorite thing to talk about on this program, and how to integrate faith into all the areas of our lives. We're going to start today's program with a scripture reading. It's from the Gospel of John, chapter 14. I'm going to go from verse 1. I'm going to bounce around a little bit, but just bear with me. John 14 goes like this. Don't worry or surrender to your fear, for you've believed in God. Now trust and believe in me also. I tell you this timeless truth. The person who follows me in faith, believing in me, will do the same mighty miracles that I do, even greater miracles than these, because I go to the Father to be with my Father. For I will do whatever you ask me in my name, and that is how the Son will show that the Father is what the Father is really like and will bring glory to him. Ask me anything in my name, and I will do it for you. We're down to verse 19. Soon I will leave this world, and they will see me no longer, but you will see me, because I will leave again, and I will live again, and you will come alive too. Verse 21. Those who truly love me, and those who obey my commands, whoever passionately loves me, will be passionately loved by my Father, and I will passionately love you in return, and will manifest my life within you. Last one. This is verse 23. Jesus replied, loving me empowers you to obey my word, and my Father will love you so deeply that we will come to you and make our dwelling place with you. Again, that's the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Love that entire chapter. The entire Gospel of John has just been an incredible read for me this week as we've kind of pass through Christmas and heading into New Year's. So again, thank you so much for joining us on the show. On this program, we share testimonies and faith journeys intended to encourage you if you're already a believer and challenge you a little bit if you are a skeptic or still checking out faith. We now have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes, and we also have a website, everydayfaithradio.com. We had the Covenant School chaplain, Brian Verbrugge, on the show last week. It was a very powerful show. It was honoring the life of Alec DeYoung, and the title of the program was Walking with God Through Pain and Suffering. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guest. This is going to be a great show, so please stay with us. Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. Appreciate all of you that are listening to this program and have been faithful to this show. It really has been a treat. It's been an amazing year to share some of God's truth with you and testimonies throughout this year. So again, thank you for tuning in. Today on the program, we have my good friend Nick Redman. Nick is a seminarian who is just a few months away, God willing, to becoming a priest in the Catholic denomination. And Nick, thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm so excited to chat with you.
Thanks, Jeff. It's great to be here and chat with you. I really appreciate it.
Hey, so not everybody knows your story, and I want to dive right into it because it's really powerful. Could you walk us through kind of your faith journey and how you ended up heading, you know, into eventually becoming a seminarian and on your way to becoming a priest?
Yeah, it really is powerful. You know, I grew up a Catholic and grew up in Silver Spring, Maryland. You know, went to church every Sunday. It was kind of just a normal kind of Catholic kid. Went to Catholic grade school, Catholic high school in Washington, D.C. I felt called to go down to University of Virginia, so I moved to Charlottesville for that. And through all those years, I was just kind of a go to church every Sunday kind of guy. And then in 2007, I got invited by a friend of mine, Mike School, who was the youth minister at the time at St. Thomas Aquinas in Charlottesville, to just, you know, get a little bit more involved at the church and get involved with the youth ministry. So I did that, and it really just, it changed my life. I started, you know, going to church, not just every Sunday, but then going during the week sometimes, and we had small groups and, you know, a small group of kids that would pray for me and with me, and of other young adults who were in the area who were helping out with the leadership. And it was very powerful and very important. I didn't know it at the time in 07, but my mom was then later that year diagnosed with cancer, and she ended up dying 6 months later in 2008. And it was in that God put these people in my life, the small group, which I'd never really had before, like in that moment when I was really going to need it. And that, so I had these people praying for me, and then another big part of the youth ministry it was called the core team that we did. And one of the major parts is called something we do called adoration, and that means just like kneeling before the Lord in the Eucharist. We Catholics believe that the Lord Jesus is truly present in the Eucharist, and just kneeling before Him and praying, just laying it all out there. And it was a very powerful time. And so, anyway, that just kind of launched me into youth ministry and into a kind of a deeper world of faith. But it wasn't until a few more years later that I really kind of got the smack upside the head. All during those years, I was also a teacher. A lot of the your listeners might know me as Senor Redmond or Rojo, they used to call me, over at Albemarle High School. I taught Spanish there for 10 years, and I was also a referee. So some of the listeners might know me from that, because a lot of the people love to hate the referee. So, I got to know a lot of the people of Charlottesville from that as well. But anyway, so a few years later, I got invited by Mike School to go to Phoenix, Arizona, and I was dating a girl at the time, truly in love, you know, even thinking about marriage. It was in Phoenix, Arizona, this youth ministry conference, that God just like smacked me upside the head and made it very clear that He wanted me to go to seminary. And honestly, it was the hardest decision I ever had to make in my life, but I did it, and it's been blessing after blessing ever since. And I don't know if we have time for me to tell the whole story about what happened in Phoenix, but I could just tell you, there's no doubt in my mind that God was smacking me upside the head and really wanted me to enter seminary. And I did, and it's been really great.
For our listeners that are just tuning in, this is Everyday Faith Radio, and we have seminarian Nick Redmond on the program. And Nick, one of the themes that has just sort of happened throughout this year on this program has been this quote from C.S. Lewis, where he says that God whispers to us in our pleasure, but yells to us in our pain. That's that pain and suffering thing. And when I listen to your testimony, I'm very sorry about the loss of your mother, but it seems to me like maybe that time God really showed up for you, and maybe intimacy with the Lord started to really grow at that time. Is that a correct statement?
Yeah, I think it's definitely the case. What I've come to realize, first of all, God loves each and every one of us, and He loves us always. And since He loves us, He's constantly trying to communicate to us. And as that quote says, sometimes it's whispers and sometimes it's yelling, but I think what the key is, it's always. He's always talking to us. Mm-hmm. And it's just our response that sometimes is, you know, lacking, to be blunt. You know, sometimes we just put the blinders on, we put the earmuffs on, and we just keep on going with our lives. And I've come to realize, looking back on my life, God was yelling at me and whispering to me and talking to me constantly since I was, you know, since before I remember. You know, I realized, you know, I felt that call to the priesthood you know, since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. But I was like, nope, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that. And mm-hmm. I kind of kept charging ahead with my life the way I wanted to live it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, nothing terribly bad, but just, you know, just doing what I wanted to do. And so, you know, definitely in times of trial, you know, with going through, when my mom was sick, that was very hard, but I truly felt God's presence during those, during that time. And even since she's died, you know, I felt it even stronger. And, and you know, not just with, you know, big trials like that, but even daily, you know, daily things, you know, God's constantly, constantly talking to us, and he's talking to me, and he's talking to everyone listening. You know, it just, it's very powerful when you think about it, how much God loves us. In fact, we can't even comprehend how much he loves us. And a loving God wants to be in relationship with us. And so he's constantly reaching out to us. And we just got to kind of turn our hearts and our ears and our minds towards him and open our eyes a little bit. And we start seeing and recognizing those little calls that he's constantly making.
That's good. That's a good word. This is Everyday Faith Radio, and we have seminarian Nick Redman on the program. And Nick, last week we had a good friend of mine, Brian Verbrugge. You might know him. He's the chaplain at the upper school, at the Covenant School. And we were talking a very similar point was at Christmas time. We celebrate Emmanuel, which means God with us. Right. And I, you know, my faith journey sort of, I mean, somewhat parallels yours is, you know, went to church, and felt some things and, you know, had some good head knowledge. But, for me, it took really digging into God's word for me is where I developed this, kind of passionate relationship with Jesus. Is it was through he spoke the God with us or God with me, taking it, you know, personally, became personal as I started to really study his word. And I had a lot of questions, still have a lot of questions. That's kind of what this show is about. We ask a lot of questions, and you know, but it was the Emmanuel part. Does that that sounds like it's similar to what you're saying, that God is always with us.
Yeah, and it's almost like I almost view that as a promise. Emmanuel, God with us, that's a promise that he makes. And God keeps his promises. And, you know, he was with us, you know, in history when he walked the earth, when Jesus walked the earth 2,000 years ago. And he's with us even now because he promised, like that you opened the show with that beautiful reading from John. You know, he makes the promise to be with us, and he continues to do that through the church and you know, and through the, you know, we Catholics, we have the sacraments and Jesus, we believe he's truly present there in the Eucharist, and that transforms us. Being in the presence of the Lord changes us. It makes us more Christ-like. Mm-hmm. It makes us more, you know, more the more we were meant to be. I become more of the Nick that God wants Nick to be, and you become more of the Jeff that God wants Jeff to be. And it's a beautiful thing, and that's, you know, that's that promise that he made, Emmanuel, God with us. It's not, those aren't empty words. That's like, that's real. And so I fully believe that, and that's part of my faith journey. I think these last few years in seminary have kind of reaffirmed that for me.
Wow, I want to dig into that in the second half of the program. I want to hear all about kind of your seminarian experience, and we're all excited about you again, God willing, becoming a priest here in, you know, in 2018, right?
Yeah, it's exciting. June 2nd is the date they have on the calendar. We always say God willing because you never know, but you know, God has been very good to me and has been blessing me. And that seems to be where he's leading me, and I can't tell you how excited I am about it.
Well, we're very proud of you. You've come a long way, Nick Redman, from that referee teeing up my son's playing basketball. Just kidding. This is Everyday Faith Radio.
I remember that happened. I can't remember.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Nick Redman. Please stick with us. Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in, and Happy New Year to all of our listeners. So excited that you're with us today on the show. My good friend Nick Redman is a seminarian. He's heard the call from God. He's really diving into his faith. And Nick, I want to ask about, I have so many questions for you, but I want to ask, I want to ask this one. So you go out, did you say it was Phoenix where you went out to the big conference that had...
Yeah. So I went three times. I went in 2007. That was kind of my initial entry into youth ministry. And then I went again in 2009, and I went in 2011. And each time I went, there's tons of priests and seminarians there, as well as, you know, hundreds and hundreds of lay people who are there and, you know, for this conference. And it was really seeing all those priests and seminarians there that got my mind recharged, thinking about this calling that I thought about since I was a kid, but kept ignoring for years and years.
Well, that's the part I want to pick at a little bit here, Nick, we sort of refer to that as the surrendered life on this program. And it is so difficult for, you know, typical Type A hard charges. It is difficult for anybody to come to that point of surrender and handing it all over to the Lord. But it sounds to me like in one of those trips is where it sort of sounds to me like instead of saying Nick Redman in charge, you handed over control and said, I surrender. And Lord Jesus, you, the King, are now in charge.
Yeah, that was the last trip in 2011, and you're right. It is not easy at all. I was hanging on tight to this life I'd kind of created for myself, and it really required God to kind of to burst through in a powerful way for me to finally say yes. Thy will be done, not my will be done. Mm. I mean, but you're right. It's a very difficult thing to do, to let go and to, you know, let God, as they say. So, yeah.
Tell me about the growth in your faith. So you go ahead, you jump in, say, I'm going to live this surrendered life. I'm going to be, you know, hopefully a priest, but now you're a seminarian. Can you kind of talk us through that process and a little bit about how Nick Redman started to kind of grow with his faith during the seminarian process?
Yeah, I mean, seminary is, first of all, for us Catholics, it's a six-year process. It's a long time, but it's a long time for good reason. I mean, it's a process where we as seminarians grow in our own faith, or we grow in knowledge, we grow in a deeper understanding of what's required, and really to embrace this life. It's not an easy life. It requires sacrifice, you know, and we really want to make sure that is truly what God's calling us to. But it's also 6 years. It's a long time because the church needs to make sure. You know, the church, it's almost like getting married, you know, both the bride and the groom have to come to this understanding that, yes, this is what we need to do. And so the church has to have 6 years also to kind of verify, we want you to enter into this life with us. So it's 6 years of university study, for example. You know, we do philosophy. We study lots of theology, scripture studies, moral theology, fundamental theology, just every kind of, you know, theology you can think of. It's intense. Then there's also pastoral formation, where we work in churches, we work in the community to kind of get experience before entering into, you know, the full life. And so it's the pastoral component. And then there's also the kind of human formation. You know, we live in a seminary, which is like a big dormitory in a way, but it's a bunch of guys living together, and you got to learn how to interact, you know. So for some people, that can be really challenging, you know, if you don't have a lot of experience interacting with a wide variety of personality types, and because that's what our church is. You know, our church is full of people of all sorts of backgrounds, and a priest really is called to be able to minister to people of all backgrounds, and so part of the formation that we go through is just learning how to interact with a variety of people, you know, at a human level. And that includes, you know, just being able to be normal, you know, like being able to, you know, enjoy sports, you know, and relax and have a good time and you know, go and do recreation things, you know, all that kind of stuff is part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But then, of course, there's the spiritual aspect, which for me has been the most important.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the life, the discipline of prayer. You know, seminary is not quite like a monastery in that we have, you know, a monastery has like, you know, they meet, you know, all day throughout the day and very, ritualized prayer, and it's wonderful. But the seminary, we gather as a seminary community, for morning prayer, for mass, for evening prayer, sometimes night prayer, depending on the day. But then on our own, we're also encouraged to pray the Liturgy of the Hours, which is an ancient tradition in the church, to pray the Psalms, really, is what it boils down to. We pray the Psalms, and we pray I think it's powerful because if you think about the Psalms are the most, Jesus cited the Psalms, prayed the Psalms the most out of all the scripture that he cited. He cited the Psalms the most, meaning the words of these Psalms are the very words that came out of his lips, you know, praying these prayers of the Old Testament, the beautiful Psalms, and they touch on every kind of emotion you could ever have. And so we as seminarians, we enter into that. It's a beautiful thing. And actually, everybody's encouraged to do that if they can.
Mm-hmm.
But the Liturgy of the Hours has been great. So that just establishing that discipline of prayer, so that the first thing I do when I wake up, I pray an invitatory prayer, inviting the Lord to be in relationship, inviting really in many ways myself to be in relationship with the Lord for that day, and then you know, throughout the day praying always as you know Jesus commanded. So
let me ask you,
prayer aspect has been one of the greatest areas of growth for me and enjoyed it.
Let me ask you, and this is Everyday Faith Radio, and we have Nick Redman on the show with us. Nick, do you feel like you are doing exactly what you were meant to do with your life?
There's no doubt in my mind. I mean, you know, I know right now God wants me to be doing what I'm doing right now, which is, you know, I'm a transitional deacon, which is kind of that last step before entering into the priesthood. You know, I'm actually headed to Williamsburg this weekend. I'm going to be baptizing two kids and, you know, bringing people into the faith, you know, sharing my own faith story.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most important thing in the world. If you think about what we're doing here on earth, you know, and you think about the world that we live in, you realize this world had to have been created. And it was created by a God who is good and who is loving. He loves us. And there's nothing more important in the world than being in relationship with that loving, all-good God.
Amen.
You know, despite the troubles that we have, despite our own personal troubles, the troubles around the world, you know, through it all, God is there and loves us, and we ought to be in relationship with him. And so, you know, everybody is called to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus and with God, our Creator, and to, you know, to enter into friendship with Him, and when you accept that and surrender to that, then it changes us. It makes us holier. It helps us to be, you know, more loving towards others, you know, around us. You know, it changes the world.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, to be frank, it changes everything.
Well, Nick Redman, I want to pay you a compliment as we are winding up the show here, and I really appreciate you being on today because I know you're a really busy guy. But a compliment and then a question right after. The compliment is this. I had the opportunity to see you preach in Charlottesville at St. Thomas just a few weeks ago, and I was there with my family, and I saw a man who was on fire for the Lord. I mean, you were speaking passionately with no notes, and it was just kind of coming out of you. And my, I guess the question did the Lord just kind of set you free to walk out and deliver a powerful message like that? Well, you didn't seem nervous at all. I mean, it just seemed like, wow, that's who Nick soon to be Father Nick Redman. That's well, who you are.
I don't know what it is. I mean, I definitely was nervous. I don't know what, I may not look nervous, but I was nervous. I'm always a little bit nervous when I speak in front of a group. And, but you know, what I do, this is the truth, is I pray in front of the tabernacle before I preach, you know, and I just say, Holy Spirit, help me to know what it is you want me to say. Mm. And I might be there for over an hour or even longer. Mm. One time it was almost like 3 hours, just like, because, God, what do you want me to say? Mm-hmm. And, I, you know, because we're given the Scripture. The Scripture is set. And so now it's my job to break it open for people somehow and to maybe point out some things that maybe they hadn't seen before. But that's the Holy Spirit's got to guide that. That's not Nick. It's not Deacon Nick up there mm-hmm. thinking, oh, I've got to do this with my own agenda. It's more like the Holy Spirit wants to touch lives and wants to change hearts. And so I pray, Holy Spirit, help me know what to say. And then something will kind of like, click, like, oh, and that's again, that's not me, that's the Holy Spirit working in me, and so I'm just kind of being used, and it's really a great thing. I think all of us are meant to be kind of instruments of the Holy Spirit, you know, to help change this world we live in.
Well, Nick, unfortunately, we're winding up the show, but I really appreciate you being on. And I want to say to you and to your family, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace. Happy New Year to all our listeners. Happy New Year to you, Nick. Good luck, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it. Say hi to the family for me, and God bless all of you. And thank you, Jeff, for everything you do for our community.
Thank you, brother.
Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need.